answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Russia is providing Iran intelligence to target U.S. forces, officials say. This might not become as a surprise to you, but it will be very unwelcome news, I imagine, at the Oval Office.
It's old news. The Trump administration is well aware of this, going back to the first Trump administration when the Russian intelligence was providing the Taliban with intelligence to kill our soldiers there. That's just what they do. That's their currency in return for receiving Iranian drones and having Iranians create these, build these drone factories in Russia. The Russians provide tactical and strategic intelligence on their main enemy, the United States. Now, it hasn't really had a whole lot of effect. We're doing pretty well in spite of whatever Russian intelligence is making its way to Tehran. There was no early warning intelligence that would have saved Ayatollah Khamenei's life. So I wouldn't put too much stock in the value of this, but it just shows us that this is the axis of dictatorships, Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, that are all working against U.S. national interests.
That is Dan Coats, a former CIA chief, and responding to a report from the Washington Post that Russia has been providing intel to the Iranians. Now, to his point, apparently they didn't get any information to them in time to save the Ayatollah. And from what is being reported, Russia is doing nothing to help assist any of the strikes. They're just locating and saying, here's where you're going to find the U.S. fighter jets. Here's where you're going to find. A lot of that they already know. They're not getting anything new, except for their capabilities being diminished by this now constant war against Iran until it ends, and it will end when it ends, sooner than later, hopefully. But at the same time, we're going to make sure they are not going to be able to resume what they were trying to do. But again, with the backdrop that Russia has in the past been helping them, and according to this report again, giving Iran locations of U.S. military assets, warships, aircraft. According to the Washington Post, the way they write this thing, and citing three officials they say familiar with the matter, this signals the expanding conflict now includes one of the U.S. biggest nuclear competitors, obviously Russia, one with exquisite intel capabilities. But again, what good is that for Iran as it's decimated, basically, and decapitated? The Russian foreign minister did urge earlier this week for hostilities to stop. Let's stop. Put it on pause. Let's return to political and diplomatic efforts. You had every opportunity prior to Trump saying last Saturday, go. You had that opportunity repeatedly. And you didn't want to do it. So in the meantime, you were continuing to get your ballistic missile program ready and in place, trying to hide more of them while still trying to enrich uranium to create a nuclear bomb. We're not going to stop. As has been pointed out before, Trump does not bluff. And regarding Russia as to what it's really going to do in this, while the Russian foreign minister was urging for hostilities to stop, claiming we as Russia want to support peaceful compromise solutions based on international law. Do you believe the Russians when they say that? They do say this, and this I will agree with. Putin has other priorities, such as Ukraine. He can't be that active in helping the Iranian regime or what is left of it. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, March 6th, 2026. And with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. And as part of your education, I remind you, this weekend you change the clocks again. which means I'm actually going to be on correct time again. I never bothered to change my clocks. I never fell back in the fall. Now, if they were automatic digital clocks, they did it anyway. But my wristwatch, I have not changed it. So as I speak to you, my watch is different than what time you have. But that means come Sunday or Saturday night, I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to stay right where I am, which is really what our nation should do. Canada apparently is saying it's no longer going to go back. It's going to stay once it springs forward. We should do the same. In our next hour, Trump has said that Secretary of State Rubio is talking to Cuba. What can we do with Cuba to help them become more of a democratic society, certainly getting away from the Marxism? And a lot of the Cubans in the U.S. are anxious to see how that plays out, as are Cubans in Cuba. And, of course, the announcement that everyone is, oh, my God, look what he did. Look what he did. He took Kristi Noem and kicked her out as chief of the Department of Homeland Security. He did remove her. And they want to say that she's going to be given a title as of basically special envoy for the Shield of Americas. Now, that sounds pretty big and high, and I'm not going to dismiss it. But she had to go because, again, optics. And I wish to hell he hadn't done it. But he's appointing someone I respect that can do a good job, U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. That's not going to cost us a Republican seat. Oklahoma's red and will stay red. So we're not going to lose a Republican seat there. But the key point here is Noem is down or out as far as the Director of Homeland Security, and Mark Wayne Mullen will be in with Senate approval. But again, they're not going to lessen their outcry and noise over the Department of Homeland Security just because you got Mark Wayne Mullen in there. They're going to hit him with the same false claims and lies they were doing with Noem. Do not expect them to change their game. But unfortunately, this they can rack up and say, it's a win. It's a win. We got Trump to bend. That's why I say I wish he hadn't bothered to do it. Later this hour, the story behind the story. Do you remember when you first learned to dance? You had a prom coming up, and you were going to take a girl, and you had no idea how to dance. I'm talking about the guys, of course, here. Some of the girls probably didn't know how to dance either. And then lead, what does that mean, lead? How do you learn to dance? How did you learn to dance? The story behind the story, it'll be a lighter, a little bit more fun time before we wrap up this hour. Back to the reality of the Iran war, reporting direct, Trey Yanks.
Just last night, the Israelis launched a massive strike against the Iranian capital of Tehran. Those strikes have continued even as recently as last hour. And we have some new video here showing the Israelis targeting the compound underground that Iran's former supreme leader had planned to hide in if any sort of attack were to take place against his country. The Israeli Air Force used over 50 fighter jets and 100 munitions to strike this underground bunker. And a senior Israeli official telling Fox News that when the supreme leader was killed, he was actually above ground. He never made it to the bunker that they destroyed overnight. And this official says the result was exactly what planners had hoped for. Khamenei stayed above ground, and the opening strike of Operation Epic Fury found him right there. Now, today, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is holding security consultations with his cabinet to determine the next steps in phase two of this operation. And again, we expect these strikes to expand and continue in the days ahead. The Iranians are still launching their attacks against Israel. Overnight, ballistic missiles soared through the skies of this country. You can see in some Fox News video here, one of those missiles overshooting its target and slamming into the Mediterranean Sea. This happened a number of times.
They can't even hit the country they're aiming for. That's how messed up they are in their logistics and communications right now. And that leader that was going to be rushing to the underground bunker, somebody's going to pay for him getting their No, not going to have to pay because they're probably all gone. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. going down to the bunker a little bit late, did you? White House spokesman Stephen Miller says, you have to understand Trump has made it clear we're not going to put up with this regime anymore.
And President Trump for years has said, we will not allow a regime that sheds the blood of our citizens, that menaces our people, that spreads terrorism around the world, that trains proxy armies. We will not allow that regime to have missiles that can reach our troops, that can reach our bases, that someday in the future could reach the American mainland, and certainly will not allow that regime to have nuclear weapons. He wasn't going to let Iran strike first. He wasn't going to let this regime make the first attack, as he feared and believed they would, on American soldiers and American troops. Wasn't going to happen. He was going to decapitate that regime. So whether you're talking about what we're doing to fight the drug cartels in the Western Hemisphere, if you're talking about the Maduro operation, if you're talking about Midnight Hammer or Operation Epic Fury, this is a president who's making clear the world superpower will not shirk from doing what is necessary to protect the quality of life that every American has an absolute right to enjoy.
Stephen Miller. And we have told you we've got something like 40,000 to 50,000 U.S. troops in the region. They're all within reach of the ballistic missile program that Iran has. And on top of that, we have something like 400,000 U.S. citizens in the area. Family members of some of the soldiers, others there for other purposes. The State Department has told 14 nations, Americans inside those nations around this obvious war zone, you need to evacuate. In the last 90 hours, 1,200 flights have been streaming out of Dubai, loaded with Americans or anyone else who can come to the USA legally. And four-star General Jack King says what we're achieving is amazing.
What we have been able to achieve militarily is really quite remarkable. And it's a fulfillment of the very ambitious plans that we had put together based on excellent intelligence and the very experienced forces that are at play here in knowing what we could do based on that intelligence. We have on the battlefield here the two most proven militaries in the world today. They have the most experience, and for the first time ever, they are working on a combined operation that has common goals together. And that's, nobody can stand up to that. And certainly not the Iranians, who are already in a weakened condition. So let's take an example, ballistic missiles. That was the major conventional system that they have, and something that we were both very concerned about, the United States and Israel. And on day one, we did massive attacks on that, so much so that it reduced their ability to retaliate. Remember, on day one, they were saying, weakened response, Israelis and the CENTCOM people as well. And then our ambition was is that by day three, we would reduce their ability to retaliate and conduct attacks against U.S. bases and Israelis by 75%. That is exactly retaliation diminishment that we achieved on day three.
Right on target. CNN is saying Trump told them directly that he's not worried whether Iran becomes a democratic state. Now, we know the Kurds are gathering along the border, and supposedly CIA assets are working with them to help the Iranians take over their country again. Not trying to install a Democrat state, but making sure the regime is ousted one way or the other. And what remains of the Iranian leadership is boasting what they can still do. They boast that. But inside, they know better. They know better. Now, I do not want U.S. boots on the ground in Iran. But an NBC reporter asked an Iranian prime minister who's still alive, probably shaking in his boots, are you afraid of U.S. troops invading in your country?
President Trump has not ruled out boots on the ground in Iran. Are you afraid of a U.S. invasion in your country?
No, we are waiting for them.
Yeah, right.
You are waiting for the U.S. military to invade the ground troops?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Because we are confident that we can confront them, and that would be a big disaster for them.
That's why you keep looking over your shoulder.
You're saying that, Iran is ready and willing to take on the U.S. military if there were to be ground troops?
Well, we were ready for this war even more than the previous war.
You know what? Here's what you could do. Maybe you could call your Navy together and have them come in and help fight. Oh, that's right. Speaking of your Navy, Secretary of War Hegseth.
Iran's senior leaders are dead. The so-called governing council that might have selected a successor, dead, missing, or cowering in bunkers. They can't talk or communicate, let alone mount a coordinated and sustained offensive. The Iranian Air Force is no more. The Iranian Navy rests at the bottom of the Persian Gulf.
Well, I don't guess the Navy's going to be able to help you. But he was bold to say to an NBC reporter, "We're ready. We're waiting for them to come," while cowering in a bunker somewhere or looking for where to go next and constantly looking over their shoulder. Oh, and something else. Iran has been pretty good at producing some drones. We have to acknowledge that. You remember the song Return to Cinder? Well, the CENTCON commander, Admiral Brad Cooper, says the Lucas drone, which was originally designed by Iran, they're getting it back.
Lucas, indispensable, as many of you know, and if you don't know, this was an original Iranian drone design. We captured it, pulled the guts out, sent it back to America, put a little Made America on it, brought it back here, and we're shooting them at the Iranians. Good targets.
Good targets.
Return to sender. Here it is. Here's your drone back with USA stamped on it, and you're deaf. And these guys still want to proclaim that, oh, we can still stand. Just a matter of time, and hopefully with no more U.S. casualties. So far, no more. But we do have, again, American citizens in the region, as I said. 400,000 in the area. Not counting our troops, another 40,000 to 50,000. We're going to get into that. And also, where do Americans stand? Are they really supporting this or are they not? That will be coming up. And the numbers are distressing in my view. And our story behind the story before the end of today's hour one. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Two tours of duty in Vietnam. I came home with a brand new plan. I take the seat from Colombia, Mexico. I just planted up a holler down Copper Hill Road. I'm out of D-Day's, got a chopper in the air. We got screaming like I'm back over there. Charlie, don't you know, you better stay away from Copperhead Road.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Iran has been at war with us for at least 47 years, all the way from 1979. People may forget they took our embassy hostage 444 days. They were responsible for the killings of 300 plus Marines in Lebanon in the early 1980s. If you ask people about Iraq, what was the source of many of our casualties in Iraq? You'll get estimates as high as 75 or 80% of them were due to Iranian-made roadside bombs. And so they've been at war for us a long time. They also have developed the military capability to have reach outside of the boundaries of Iran, including Hezbollah and Hamas, which they both arm and equip and continue to arm and equip even after the events of the summer. And I myself negotiated 4 Security Council resolutions calling them a threat to international peace and security under Chapter 7, the strongest chapter of the UN Security Council resolutions, because of their nuclear ambitions. So to say that this regime was not a threat, I think is simply not. It's ahistorical. They have been a threat for a long time.
And they would continue to be. That is former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Iran has been a powder keg for a long time. Iran is, I hate to admit it, bigger than Texas. Texas has a population of around 30 million. Big state, 30 million. Iran is bigger than Texas. It's got a population of 90 million. And they are crowded everywhere except where they're trying to keep people out of military zones. All right, let's deal with the issue of Trump taking Kristi Noem out as Department of Homeland Security chief and nominating Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. He will have to go through Senate confirmation for a cabinet position. Now, again, he has said, I want to appoint Kristi Noem, who has served well and has had numerous spectacular results, especially on the border. Again, this is Trump's True Social. Said, I'm going to move her to be special envoy for the Shield of the Americans, the Americas, I should say, our new security initiative in the Western Hemisphere that we're going to officially announce this weekend in Florida. And I thank Chrissy for her service at Homeland. So he's moving around, and there have been a lot of cries out because folks didn't like ICE. They didn't like Department of Homeland Security as being run. You remember, of course, when we had the episode in Minnesota where Renee Good was shot while trying to drive her car over an ICE agent. And then we had an accident of another ICE protester showing up with a gun, and he got killed. Facts of that still being broken out. So they were all looking at that and saying, this is why she's got to go. There were other issues as well. Let's be honest about it. And, of course, if you want the other side, you can sometimes go to sources you don't normally trust. But in this case, they got it pretty well nailed down. Axios, a leftist-leaning publication. One advisor, they say, in speaking with Trump, told Axios she burned up a lot of goodwill. It was everything and everywhere. That's what they were telling Axios. They're saying the ice under Nome was getting thinner and thinner even before this week because of her appearances before the House and Senate committee. They call it humiliating experiences and appearances. During those public sessions, Nome was subjected to bipartisan probing about alleged mismanagement of DHS, her self-promotion at huge taxpayer expense, and even a rumored extramarital affair with her de facto chief of staff, Corey Lewandowski. Under oath, she refused to deny an affair. And she had recently drawn scrutiny from congressional leaders for spending deportation funds to buy two luxury Gulfstream jets and leasing a Boeing business jet 737, she said would be used for executive air travel and deportations. This kind of stuff does not look good. I will agree. So it's pretty hard to step forward and defend her. And yet she did do a good job. Our illegal immigration issue is dead. We don't have them coming across the border anymore. But the fight against ICE is not going to stop with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen coming in. You do know that. They'll just shift gears to another target. They already have. Minnesota Democrat Gary Peters saying, you know, we just are not going to fund DHS in light of the war. We got to stand strong with what we're doing in Iran. So ICE has all the money they need. They're fully funded, and they're willing to keep the government, if you didn't know, still shut down. They want to claim again it's because ICE has plenty of money. They don't need anything else. And watch for them to try to get more illegals inside our borders as we get closer to the midterm elections. I have a question. I have a riddle for you leftists. What if you knew that all the illegals coming in, those you've already let in, thank you, Joe Biden, and who are going to vote for Republicans, would you not want to say, stop it, stop it, get them out of here? Of course you would. And you'd demand voter ID because they wouldn't have one. They can't get one. They're too stupid, right? There is a Fox survey on what Trump is or is not doing right with Iran. They were being asked, do you feel safer, less safe, or no difference with what Trump has done? According to the Fox survey, 29% of those surveyed said, I feel safer because of how we're dealing with Iran. Only 29%. 51% say, less safe. Where the hell are you? 19% say, I don't see any difference at all. And again, where the hell are you? Now you put that Fox survey up against the survey that Harry Enten of CNN had.
Republicans love Donald Trump more than any president's own party supporters loved him at this particular point. Just take a look here. Okay, own party supporters, 21st century presidents, own party approval about at this point in the second term. Bush was at 77%. Obama was at 77%. Look at this. 86% of Republicans approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing at this point. That is higher than either Obama or Bush had within their own party at this point. Trump's magic touch has not seemed to wore off yet when it comes to the Republican base.
And what kind of approval are we talking about here?
Okay, so we're talking about overall approval here. How about the strongly approved, not just like, but love. Okay, we're going to look at these same presidents again. Strong approval among your own party's base. What you see here is Trump is the only one who gets a majority at this point in their presidency. Obama was at 48%. Bush was at 47%. You see here Trump at 53%. Not as high as overall approval rating, but still getting a majority of the Republican base, at least in the average of polls, to say that they still really, really, really like him.
But a lot of them are so damn fickle. In a second vote as in 2 days, the Senate defeated a measure which the House narrowly rejected as a resolution yesterday to curb Donald Trump's powers in the Iran war. That's an early sign that there's an unease in Congress over us widening this conflict. We're not trying to widen it. We're trying to contain it. We're trying to stamp it out. The House tally was expected to be tight and ended up showing 212 to 219 supporting Trump, 212 saying, maybe we've gone too far, we need to back off. And of course, the top Democrat of the House Foreign Affairs Committee said, Donald Trump is not a king. He believes the war with Iran is in our national interest. Then he must come to Congress and make the case. You have to understand, we have Americans at risk in that region of the world and other countries that we're aligned with. And Americans on this soil are at risk because of what Iran has done and still wants to do. Wait till it hits you in your own backyard. Then maybe you'll realize. In the meantime, we got sanctuary jurisdictions across the U.S., refusing to honor nearly 18,000 ICE detainers, just recently revealed that that's how many are still outstanding in the last year. They don't want to protect America at home. They don't want to protect us abroad. They want to just play, what, play nice? You're going to play nice with these guys? You'll lose your head if you do. All right, let's kind of lighten things up for you with our story behind the story today. We're going to have a little fun.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck, my advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love is. Oh, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. When what deep in love, yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
You know, if you're watching us on Rumble, you might see that I'm blushing a bit, because that takes me back to a very embarrassing part of my childhood. This is when young boys and young girls began to socialize. I had, quote, girlfriends, in the sense that we went maybe for a malt or something of that nature, but I never danced with a girl. And now I'm a freshman in high school, and we have a dance coming up, a freshman prom. To my knowledge, she had not danced before either. Well, first of all, if you recall those days, do you remember those days? It's the kind of days kids are going through now when they're not sure of themselves and what to do and everything, and they're getting pushed by the woke leftists that, oh, you must not really be a boy, Larry. Maybe we should make you a girl. Or tell the girl that we should chop off your budding breast and make you a boy and put you on puberty blockers the rest of your life. This was a time of innocence. Specifically, Marty Robbins came out with that song, A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation, in 1957. And it placed number one on the Billboard Country Chart. That was his third. And he crossed over to number two on the Billboard Hot 100. Marty Robbins said it took him only 20 minutes to write that song. He was inspired by passing a high school and seeing kids dressed up for their prom. I had a white sport coat. I had a pink carnation. I had my game on. Not really. First, you got to summon up the courage somewhere. And every guy listening to me out there, you remember how dry your mouth would get, how you would stutter, how you couldn't, you know, and if you went to hold their hand, I mean, your hand was all sweaty and you're trying to wipe it off before you did. And then, Lord and behold, if you go to meet her at her parents' house, which you were, she often had a carnation as well, and you were supposed to pin it on her dress, and sometimes you weren't sure, where can I put my hands? That's when they came up with more of the bracelet corsages for the girls to wear. Mom knew my predicament. And Mom told me, said, Larry, I'll teach you how to dance real slow, like it should. But you first going to have to take off your shoes. So why do I have to take off my shoes, Mom? Because I know you'll be stepping on my feet. That's why. So I had to take off my shoes. Mom took my arms, put them around her, and showed me how to hold her hand with my other hand. And she said, "Now you're supposed to lead." I didn't know what that meant. But she began to show me. She said, "I'm going to do it first, and then I will stop and you do it." We had a big phonograph record player at that time, you know, supposedly stereo. I think the whole length of the device was maybe 5 feet. If you wanted to have true stereo, you had to sit right in the center of it so you could hear the sound coming out of separate speakers. Otherwise, it wasn't really stereo. But then she put on Marty Robbins in a white sport coat. And I would say we began to glide across the floor. It was more like a step. "Oh, Mom, I'm sorry." "Step, I'm sorry, Mom." "Step, I'm sorry." "That's why I told you you're going to have to take your shoes off, Larry. We're going to get this down." This was probably a good 2 weeks before the prom. And then she asked me, "Have you even asked anybody yet?" I said, "Well, I'm going to." She said, "You need to go do that. You need to do it now because someone else may ask her." And that had me scared that I don't want my friends to ask her and I don't get to dance with her. So I finally summoned up the courage to say, "Well, I will call her." And she said, "No, you're not going to call her. You're going to go over and you're going to talk to her at her parents' house and meet her mom and dad and tell them you'd like to take her to the prom. And you'll take good care of her." Of course, I wasn't old enough to drive. Mom was going to have to drive us. Dad was sitting over in the corner smoking his pipe, hiding behind the newspaper, probably laughing as loud as he could without us hearing it. But that's the way it is in young love. You're not sure. You just don't know. You're not sure of yourself. It's the kind of confusion that hits every boy or girl at some point in their life. Today's kids, they're much more, I started to say cooler than we are, were. That I'll have to agree with that, but they wouldn't even consider themselves cool. They just consider they know what they're doing. I mean, we had cool kids in high school, had ducktail haircuts, swept up in the back. Had one guy knew they had little taps on the heels of his shoes, so when he walked, it would click and spark. Oh, he was cool. Mom was not going to let me do that, nor was Dad. So we practice, and we practice. Every afternoon, I'd get home from school. It wasn't time to do homework. It's time to learn to dance. And once again, Marty Robbins with a white sport coat. So you have to know and understand there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
That is the 1961 number one smash, "The Lion Sleeps Tonight," by The Tokens. They were not actually a one-hit wonder, you would have thought so, but they had another top 20 with "Tonight I Fell in Love" and had 9 other songs on the Billboard Hot 100. But by the time it came out, I was a dancing fool. I knew how to dance. And if you were a guy who knew how to dance and you could go over when all the girls are sitting in the chairs or off in their little corner, you could go over and you could take one. They would dance with you. And the other guys would be jealous because they didn't know how to dance. They didn't have a mama like I did. And then with this song, not so slow, and you have more fun with it. So I felt like, hey, I'm really king. Maybe like the Lion King. All of this at that time in your life has fear, trepidation, panic, anxiety. And the night before the dance, that first prom in particular, I do not think I slept a bit. And then I was afraid, am I going to fall asleep on the date? No, I'm not going to fall asleep on the date. And I remember then later in life, when it came time for my girls to start, quote, dating. Now, my oldest, my girls were born 2 years and 2 days apart. And I was teaching them how to dance. And they also had what they called cotillion, where they would go to these gatherings where boys and girls would learn to dance. Now, we also had to do that in school when I was in there. But we, down in Texas, we were learning do-si-do and the two-step and roundabout and that kind of dancing. So it really wasn't dancing nice and slow with a girl. So I'm teaching my girls, and I remember them standing on my feet as we moved, and I walked them to the moves. And then came the day when my oldest at that time came to me and said, Daddy, I want to go on a date. Jimmy and I are going to go on a date this weekend. I said, how old are you, child? I'm 11 years old. I said, you're not going on a date. Well, we thought, you know, you and Mom could take us to a movie, or his mom would take us to a movie, and then you pick us up later, and we have ice cream or something. And then when I thought, and again, this is before texting and cell phones and everything else, kids didn't have that much of a contact with each other. And when they did, it had to be pretty much in person. And I thought, it's good to learn social skills. So I agreed, but I said, it's not a date. The day came for, did I say Jimmy? I can't remember now if it's Jimmy or Tommy. I know I scared the daylights out of that kid. He'd rang the doorbell, and my child, who would move as slow as molasses if I called her, came rushing down the stairs. I said, go back upstairs. I'm going to talk to Tommy. See, this is where being a dad comes into play. You open the door, and Tommy is standing there, and I see myself as I was at that age, shaking like a bowl of jelly. Come in, Tommy. I want to know what you're going to be doing. Where are you going to go? Which movie? Da-da-da-da. And I see his mom sitting in the car. I said, okay. I called my daughter down, so they walked out. I watch him open the door for my daughter to get in. I like that. I'm big on chivalry. And he opened the door for her. She climbed in the back seat. And then he opened the front passenger seat, climbed in with his mama. I could see her shaking her head. So he got out and went all the way around the car and opened the other back passenger seat and climbed in the back seat with my daughter. You could have driven a boat between the two of them. They were not going to get that close together, not in front of their parents. So they went to the movie, and then my wife and I picked them up later and took them for ice cream, and they got to sit at their own little table, and they were laughing and giggling about what? I don't know, but it was social skills and learning them. But I did put Tommy through a tough time. I mean, I think it could not have been worse if I'd been there cleaning my gun when he walked in. And then a couple years later, my other daughter, Papa, I like to go on a date. But I insisted to both of them, you're not going on a date. You're just going to have fun. It's not a date. You're not old enough to date. And you remember yourself as a young teenager and getting a little bit older, and where you thought you knew everything, and you thought you certainly knew more than your parents. They didn't seem to know anything. Later, after college maybe, or later on in life, you realized they knew more than you thought they did, right? So eventually they both grew up, and I miss those days. I wish I could bring them back. Talked to a young man the other day. He and his wife just had their baby girl. And I told him, cherish every moment. You will never in your life achieve any greater legacy than your children. God has granted you this child to take care of. Yeah, I miss those days, but you can't go back. But you can help shape the future for your children and your grandchildren. And as I said, whatever I have achieved in life, nothing measures up to being a father. Thanks for listening to our first hour. The story behind the story next week, we're going to really turn the corner. Hell's Angels. That's right, the motorcycle club. Hell's Angels. That'll be Monday's story behind the story. Our second hour is still to come. And as always, remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.